Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and Woo. More Than Money. Woo. There's a lot to take in today.
Oh, it is.
That was a lot of economics and stuff.
And I've been doing a lot of research with Benny Tal and all of his documentation. So this is not surprising to me. But to hear this is not a trade war, this is a Cold War coming, it's a bit hard to swallow that pill.
Well, there's
going to be challenging.
There's a new economic reality, right, that we're going to have to adjust to if his thesis is correct. And it's hard to argue against it, right? We're seeing it happen right now. Okay, so that's a lot to digest. And, we'll reintroduce the idea of our seminar because this is the environment we have to work in. People are going to be retired for 35 years.
Correct.
And if this is the new norm, then what do we do about it? We'll talk about that and remind everybody at the end of this segment. This segment we often talk a little bit about sort of common themes that have come up during the week. And you had an interesting conversation with somebody that I thought is worth mentioning, right? And it stems to when I was throwing to this section and we were talking about it, we're talking about what responsibility do consumers have, right? Consumers of financial services, but you can extend it to any area. What responsibility do you have when you're trying to find the help that you need around retirement or investing or whatever the case may be? What responsibility do we bear as industry participants?
Yep.
Right? And so maybe just share a little bit of background about what that experience was, and let's dig into the issue.
So as you may know, people see us on the social media, TV, listen to us on this station, and they want a second opinion.
Yeah.
So, or they want to sit down and see what our thoughts are. Right. And so they sit down with us usually or have a phone chat, and we kind of go through their situation. And I was outlining all the different services we offer within our total process.
Yeah, wealth process. Yeah.
We have four buckets. We talked about all four buckets, went into detail about how we handle all this.
And why we do what we do.
And why we do what we do. Because we specialize.
Right.
Right. And throughout the conversation, the individual kept on saying, well, my advisor has said, if any of the services they're going to offer you, we do that too.
Right.
And the individual then said to me, you know, I never ask a lot of questions.
Mm.
I never really inquired about taxes, about my aging parents, my family, my
portfolio structure,
how much risk am I taking? Right. Will I get enough income? Will my money run out? All these different questions that when you're having that discussion start popping up in your head.
Right.
Right. And so I got thrown out. I'm like, hang on, wait a minute. Why are you have to ask those questions all the time?
Yeah. What responsibility do you have versus what the advisor has, right?
Yeah.
What questions should we each ask? What are we responsible for?
And so when I hear my industry say, we do that too, I kind of wonder why do we allow that to happen as consumers?
Right.
That's like saying you're going to get your car maintenance and then you want to get your tires rotated, but the person didn't say you should get your tires rotated for the following reasons.
Right.
And then when they go to another shop, your current mechanic says, oh, tire rotation? We do that too.
Right.
Shouldn't the mechanic tell you?
It's time.
It's time.
Right.
Because I get that whenever I go to my shop.
Right. Or your car tells you, right? It's time for service.
Yes.
Or it's time to fill up the
There's
gas tank.
There's a light that shows up and says, hey, Faisal, you're running out of gas.
Right.
Puts them in.
Yeah. So let's be clear about this. So there's a dual responsibility here, right?
Okay.
Consumers need to be educated to the extent that they should understand what their objectives are, right? What an advisor wouldn't know is what's in your head.
Correct.
Here's what I'm trying to do. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish.
Here's what I'm worried about.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the kinds of things that I think a client has the responsibility, or a consumer of any kind, whether it's financial services, whatever you're consuming, has a responsibility to be transparent on, so that the receiving party can ask the right questions.
Yeah.
Right? So in fairness, if no information was shared, okay, be very difficult to ask questions. However, I would argue that if no information is shared, you can't be an advisor. Anyways, you shouldn't have that relationship.
How can you invest someone's money if you have no idea what the objectives are?
Exactly. So as a consumer, what we're saying, what you and I talked about this, is be clear on what it is you're trying to accomplish, what it is you need, what's the outcome.
And sometimes clarity means just tell them what you're thinking about or worried about.
Correct.
I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about my retirement. I'm worried about educating my kids for post-secondary. Like, these are things that you worry about, and then the questions can come out after that.
Right. Now, there's a very big difference. I mean, any service industry faces the same thing, right? There's doctors that do different things or at different levels. There's accountants, same thing, right? Yeah. Do different things and different skill sets and so on and so forth. So it's not true that everybody does everything the same, right? So if you're clear and you're asking the right questions and providing the right information, then I think there's an expectation that the industry professional sitting on the other side of the table now can start asking appropriate questions and formulating a plan, right? It's not a reactive, oh, well, we'll do all that too.
Yeah.
Right? That's unacceptable.
And I think the difference is what we haven't identified in our industry is what does that quote-unquote advisor do?
Right. Yeah, good point.
Because there are literally advisors who only give you advice on investments.
Right.
And that's what they do.
Right.
Then there's advisors who give you a total holistic approach like retirement transition specialists.
Sure. Yep.
And so you need to ask those types of questions. What do you do? Who do you do it for? And what's your specialty?
Yeah.
And if you don't have those understandings, then you're going to assume that everybody's the same type of advisor.
Right.
Which is where the conversation of we do that too comes into play.
That's right. Yeah.
Because we're all advisors. We're all licensed. Every doctor has a doctor's license.
Right.
But doesn't mean every doctor does the exact same thing.
Right.
And so on the client or individual consumer of those services, their responsibility is to try to understand who your advisor services on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Number two is able to express your fears, concerns, worries of what your financial future may be.
Yeah, or desires and outcomes.
Yeah.
Right? All of those things. Because if you're expressing desires and outcomes that go beyond just portfolio management, just I need 7%.
Yeah.
Right? Then you know, the advisor, you'll be able to interview whether or not there's a process to do that.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing wrong with an advisor who's focused entirely on return. That's good if that's what
on
the person needs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if there's a bigger picture, I need a peace of mind to know that I can sustain my lifestyle. Well, that goes beyond just rate of return. There's a bunch of planning in there. There's a bunch of tax stuff, proper structure,
and
all of these things.
I'll tell you what happens. We have about a minute left, Dave. So
okay.
I'll tell you what happens is a consumer will sit down with a participant in the financial industry and say, here's my money. Let's try to go from there. And then they start over time thinking about the other things that they need, other services they may want. And they go, okay, well, maybe you're not the right person. So they shop around, get second opinions.
Yep.
And they go, can you give me what I'm looking for? Without first asking the current advisor, do you provide those services?
Right.
And then why wasn't that provided to me or given an option to use in the past? And then when they're shopping around, they're just looking for the fix of that one problem.
Yeah, fair.
They're not looking at what else do I need to think about?
Right.
So if you're going around looking for second opinions, the one question I always want my individual to ask me is, what am I not asking?
Right.
What am I missing?
Yeah, what do I need to know that I haven't asked?
Because
you won't even, sometimes you don't know what questions to ask.
You put me in front of a doctor, I don't know all the questions to ask.
Yeah, exactly. What do I need to know that I haven't asked you?
Yeah.
Okay, good point. Let's finish up on this segment. We got to remind everybody about our next seminar.
Yeah, Tuesday, January 21st, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Course. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.